Hi, I'm Caitlin Bales, and I'm a software engineer on the Microsoft Graph tooling team. Today, we're going to take a look at the features of Microsoft Graph, what's new in the API, and then we'll jump into a quick demo of how we can leverage the Graph to build smart productivity apps. Not familiar with Microsoft Graph? Graph is a unified REST API that gives you access to a wealth of Microsoft services. It simplifies and streamlines the development cycle by consolidating your app registration and using just one authentication step that works across both consumer and business accounts. Graph combines both data and intelligence to help you make smarter apps using information about your users and your organization. Today on the Graph, you can leverage 8 trillion resources spanning Azure Active Directory, SharePoint OneDrive, Outlook and Office products, and much, much more. If you want to check out everything that Graph can do, I'd recommend that you browse through our docs or get started making queries right away using samples in our Graph Explorer tool. Powerful insights in the Graph are used both internally in Microsoft products and are now available to you when writing your custom applications. You can get data about the best time to schedule a meeting, files, people, and sites trending around your users, and social activity across many Microsoft services. Finally, we make it easy for developers to take control of their applications by providing features such as paging, batching, and large file upload. You can even add your own custom data to Graph using open extensions. Have customers in China, Germany, or one of our other national deployments? We have support for several of our services through national clouds as well. We reduce the friction of starting a new project by allowing you to access both consumer and business accounts with one registration and one access token. We also provide a wide variety of SDKs and samples available through our site and hosted on GitHub to target common platforms and scenarios. So, what are the latest features in Graph? As more and more services adopt Graph, we're able to provide greater value through new features and services. In V1, we now have access to the People API, SharePoint Lists, and O365 Reports. Conditional access allows you to further control the security of your application. Our SDKs are also being updated more frequently so that you receive the latest changes when the API changes. In beta are a ton of new workloads that we're really excited about, so many that they barely fit on the slide. Microsoft Teams debuted its API in beta exclusively through Microsoft Graph. You can also experiment with data from Project Roam, Intune, and Insights. Outlook continues to add deeper and more easily accessible data with Outlook rules, categories, time zones, and rooms. If you've ever tried to schedule a meeting and find open rooms, you'll appreciate how handy that last one can be. Now we're going to take a look at a quick demo that'll show some of these new features in action. So in this demo, we're going to be looking at setting up a webhook that's going to monitor a SharePoint site for a bunch of audio files that we're going to put into it. And those audio files, we want to get transcriptions for them, so we're going to send them over to the Bing Speech Recognition API and return back that data and then push through Microsoft Graph that description into it. So let's go ahead and fire up our program. You can see it's going to open two things. The first thing here is our Azure function. So here we have our Azure function. This is going to actually get the request and send the data that we have off to Bing Speech Recognition API. And then we've also got this lightweight ASP.NET application that's going to allow us to log in and get a little GUI so that we can pick out what folder we want to monitor. So we'll click sign in. And then you can see that it's got our account, and we're going to start watching a document library. This pops up the OneDrive file picker, which is really handy. We're going to go into our marketing folder, and we've got a set of recordings that we want to monitor. So it's activating our robot. And then over here, you can see it's hit our breakpoint that it's creating a webhook subscription. So we're going to call Graph. We want to subscribe to anything that's been updated on this folder. You can see this is the folder that it's going to push in there, and it's going to set an expiration date for 3 days from today. So we'll hit continue and go back into our application. You can see that the robot's been activated. We've got a subscription ID here, and it set the expiration time. So now we can actually start putting some files in there. So let's see how that works. Got some test information here, and these are WAV files that it's going to try to transcribe. We'll drop them into OneDrive. You can see it's uploading. And then once that process is complete, we should be able to see the webhook responding to that new information that we have. So you see the webhook was triggered. And we're going to use that information and send it on to the Bing API. And it's going to process all that information. You'll see here it's downloading the file, transcribing it, and then it's going to push it back to us. And we can actually use that text to write custom header information in SharePoint. So if we refresh, we'll look at our file, and you can see we've got our English language here, and we've got our transcription of the audio here. So Graph looks at your next meeting. We've got all of that. And if we clicked on the WAV file, we could also hear the audio for that as well. And finally, let's do a French version so we can do multiple languages. The API is pretty forgiving on being able to capture that information. We'll see it run through our webhook. So it's monitoring every time that folder is being updated. And then these custom columns are the ones that we've defined in SharePoint. They're not there by default, obviously. See if that service has completed. And you see here, now we've got our French version of it and our French transcription as well. I encourage you to learn more at our website at graph.microsoft.com. There you'll find all of the resources that are listed here on the slide. You can use the Graph Explorer to make real calls against the service with either a demo account or your personal or work account. We have quick starts to make a registered application in your preferred language. You can also check out the SDKs and samples we have to help you build out your own project. Thank you so much for watching, and I can't wait to see the great things you build using Microsoft Graph.